top 15 team?
I didn't even know they was top 15 team, but it's an honor just to be out there and step on that field again. You only get in a certain amount of time to step on that field. He always preaches that, so just to go out there and play in front of the fans and give them a show, it's going to be fun.
How important is it to defend the home field, especially with three coming up on the road right after that?
It's important. I mean, we took one loss here already, and I don't think we want to take no more losses here. I think our fans deserve that. I think we deserve that. Our coach deserve that. So we want to attack every game for a win from now on out.
What can you say about the way Hez stepped up there at the end of that first half against Arkansas?
Oh, that's big. That's big. We needed that. Like, when one man goes down, the next man has to step up and be ready, and he was ready when his moment was called. And I'm proud of him, and I'm glad that he did that.
The struggles on offense, how big is it to show everybody that was kind of a one-time deal and to bounce back with a better performance this week?
What do you mean?
I mean, you guys struggled at times. I mean, Kellen throwing two picks in the game, and the offense, you know, scoring 24 points, but a couple times that settled for field goals. So how big is it to kind of put that behind you and have a better performance this week?
I mean, that's nothing but adversity. You have to push through adversity. Everything's not going to go your way every time. Like, no team plans on scoring, I'm going to score 24 points this game or a certain amount of points. You want to, every time you touch the ball, you want to score. So just pushing through it and just playing better next week, minimizing the mistakes and score more points.
Joel, do you think you learned anything that you didn't know about your team, I guess, after the Arkansas win?
No. I've been knowing that. I've been telling y'all we're going to fight, and we never give up, and they know that. No matter how much times we mess up or they come at us, we always come right back at them, so nothing new.
After having a tough loss against Clemson, you guys played down to the wire. How nice is it to come out on the winning side of a close game like that?
I'm glad we had another situation like that. So it's just another confident booster. It's because, you know, they're in tight games that you know who's going to show up, who's going to produce, and that we can produce and win. So it's just pushing in your head when you get in another situation like that, that you're able to win a game like that.
Kentucky has struggled in the passing game. Are you guys ready to have a big game this week?
We're ready to have a big game. I'm excited. I can't wait to start practicing, and it's only up from here. That's how I feel about it. So it's gonna be a good week to prepare, and it's gonna be a heck of a game.
For you guys, obviously coming back home, I know you were talking about it a little bit earlier, but kind of protecting the home turf, and how exciting is that to be able to come back home and get a chance at a big win?
It means a lot. Just, I said, like, the fans deserve the best. They deserve all our effort. They deserve a win. Like, they come in here and they give us an extra boost every time. So they deserve a win from us.
You guys have played some physical games. I mean, even against Arkansas, it seemed like some of their defensive backs were playing pretty physical against you guys. So how does that make y'all better in the long run?
Your body is conditioned to take hits, take punishment like that. So it shows you, to be a good player, you have to produce when your body's tired and when you beat up. So it helps us a lot that every team has been physical and that we're still able to keep going.
Another thing kind of making the rounds on social media is Tyrell and Coach Fisher on the sideline. I don't know if you've gotten to see it or anything, but Tyrell kind of put out a statement. But what are your feelings on that?
That's love. I mean,
yeah.
No coach is going to be happy with one of their top players to even jeopardize getting kicked out of the game over stuff like that. Yeah. So that ain't nothing but love. And I respect him for it. You don't want no coach to say, it's okay. Nah, like, he gonna let you know about it. And we all know Coach Fisher. We all know his love for us. So that wasn't nothing that serious. That's just him telling us, like, calm down, play the game how it's supposed to be played.
Has Coach Fisher ever loved up on you like that?
Excuse me?
I said, has he ever shown you that kind of love before?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, it's love. I don't look at it no other way. Like, there's no problem with it.